AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, Brett Johnson with you here on a Friday afternoon. We're joined now by Matt Gertz. He's a senior fellow for Media Matters who covers a lot of what happens in right-wing media and how they've been covering various political events over the past year, whether it's been the January 6th insurrection, COVID cases, vaccines, and a whole lot more. There are a lot of lies being spread by right-wing media and in particular Fox News. So invited Matt on the show today to talk about a couple of topics. First, we're going to discuss how Fox News and other right-wing media outlets have been covering the January 6th committee hearings, and we'll also touch a little bit on Tucker Carlson's allegations that the NSA is spying on him and why he's pretty much lying about that altogether. So, Matt, thanks so much for joining me on the show today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's start off and talk about the January 6th hearings that happened earlier this week and how Fox News has been covering it. I want to start at least on the straight news side of Fox and not quite go to the opinion hosts yet. At least immediately after those hearings concluded, how did the straight news side of Fox cover those hearings?
They seem to be taking it quite seriously. Fox had covered the hearing live in its entirety. Shortly after they signed off from that hearing, they threw to Brett Baer, who's the chief political anchor, sort of the flagship personality for Fox's so-called news side. And what he said was that if you were watching, you saw compelling, at times damning, emotional testimony from these four officers who fought the line to try to protect the Capitol and the lawmakers inside. He highlighted how they described how they were basically almost killed by this pro-Trump mob that was bent on preventing the counting of the electoral votes that day. And he added that while Republicans are trying to argue that the investigation is politically motivated, quote, you can't watch the testimony and say that's not a big deal. Now, this was very different from the message that Fox News's opinion side in particular has been giving over the last several months. They sought to downplay danger posed by those riots, really minimize the extremism of some of the attendees. That's a very clear message that if Fox's audience understood, if they were watching, if they saw these hearings, they might come to very different conclusions about what had happened. He was describing a consensus that was forming, right? A consensus that was bad for Republicans. But of course, Fox exists to destroy these consensuses, and that's basically what we saw happen in the days since.
And as we talk about how those opinion hosts cover the January 6th hearings, it wasn't so much that they were trying to necessarily go fact by fact and say, well, this is why the police officers and why the Democrats and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are wrong on the committee. Largely, it was just trying to basically make fun of the officers and the politicians and mock them and not take it seriously. That seemed to be, as you kind of described, their playbook in terms of trying to discredit the hearings.
Yeah, the message I think that they were trying to send was that everyone involved in these hearings, both the members, either Democrat or Republican, as well as the witnesses, these are four police officers, some of whom are veterans, they're not on Fox's team. And so Fox's audience shouldn't be on their team. That was really the takeaway I think that they were trying to get across. The witnesses in particular are the sorts of people you would expect Fox's audience to identify with, right? These are police officers. Fox is a network that is constantly talking about how the left is disrespecting the police. They want to defund the police and so on and so forth. The left doesn't respect the conservatives have played with for generations. And so they needed to kind of strip that away. They needed to find a way to remove that identification. And they did it by mockery. They basically made fun of the officers for having emotional responses to nearly dying in defense of the U.S. Capitol. It was really a pretty disgusting spectacle.
So it seems to me they were almost saying that, you know, we're still pro-police here at Fox News, but these other Capitol Police officers, they're not on our side. They're not like us. They're not like other police officers. There's something different. That seems to be what they were kind of going with, too, that these officers are not the typical kind of police officers, and we shouldn't trust them. They're part of the establishment and part of the enemy. That kind of seemed to be the play as well.
Yeah, it really comes down to the caption that was running at one point during Tucker Carlson's show, which was, "Dems bring in carefully selected police officers." These aren't the normal police officers that you're supposed to respect and identify with. These are ones who are somehow untrustworthy. They can't be believed. It's very, very important for Fox's host that their audience does not believe those officers. And, you know, I mean, one of the realities here is that I mentioned running the hearing in its totality live, but their audience tuned out. You know, Fox only had around 736,000 viewers during its noon hour when this hearing was going. It was lower for most of it was at a low point for most of the morning. That's about half what Fox's daytime viewership usually is. At the same time, MSNBC, they saw viewership. So Fox's audience wasn't interested in hearing the story straight from the officers. And so having done that, they become reliant on tuning into the primetime shows where there's 2-3 million people watching and getting the information from them. But of course, those shows are very deliberately plucking what they think are clips that will not be damaging and then spinning them as much as they can.
God, that's really interesting that you brought up that Fox News actually saw a dip in viewership with their daytime viewers as they were covering the hearings, but other cable networks actually saw an increase, which, as you said, basically shows that many of the conservatives who watch Fox News just simply weren't interested in the hearings or getting the straight facts, and largely they are just relying on those opinion hosts. And man, I'm just sitting here and thinking, that's kind of depressing because those are people who just clearly don't want to seek out the facts. They're doing opinion validation, and I don't know, it's just depressing to think about that so many people just basically have no interest at all at just, you know, hearing what was said straight from the horse's mouth. They would rather have their opinion hosts tell them what happened.
And I think that's fundamentally part of what Fox News does. They're not in the business of in the business of telling you what actually happened. They're in the business of telling you what you should think about what happened, what you should feel about what happened, who you should be angry at, who you should be making fun of, who is within the group and who is outside the group. And that's where they really excel and what has given them such a high viewership in the past.
Switching gears and going back to the straight news coverage, I'm interested in how Fox News and at least their news side, again, they like to make that distinction between their opinion hosts and their news side of what they do. How do the news side cover the January 6th hearings the morning after? Because as you wrote, they really didn't do a whole lot in terms of covering the commission hearings.
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, I'll return to that that quote from Bret Baier. You can't watch the testimony and say that's not a big deal, is what he said about those hearings. And that requires you actually to see the testimony. We've already mentioned Fox viewership had plummeted while that hearing was going on. But then on Wednesday, Fox basically decided that this was no longer worth covering. Over the entire set of so-called straight news programming between 9 a.m. and 7 p.m., Fox ran about 5 minutes of coverage of the hearing that had happened the day before. There were brief reports on two programs, and that's it. So they buried it. They decided that whatever their audience could get out of that story was not something they wanted to do. And so they basically ignored it altogether.
We're speaking with Matt Gertz. He's a senior fellow for Media Matters for America, as they do a lot of great coverage talking about what's happening on right-wing media and how oftentimes they use propaganda with their viewers and their listeners. I want to switch gears to another story that you've been covering, and that has to do with Tucker Carlson making allegations that the NSA is spying on him. Now, to any normal person, we know the history of Tucker Carlson and know that he lies all the time. So obviously, most people, I think, are pretty skeptical that are not someone who typically views Tucker Carlson's program. But he still very much is pushing the lie that the NSA was spying on him. He's been doing this for almost a month now. So, Matt, I'm kind of interested in how he's trying to frame this now that the NSA is spying on him, even though he largely doesn't have any evidence. Talk about how he's still pushing that lie.
Yeah, it's really a sort of incredible shrinking allegation. When he first brought this up in late June, there's a very specific and what seemed like a very damning claim if it was true. He said that he had heard from a whistleblower that the NSA was monitoring his electronic communications and planning to leak them in an attempt to take his show off the air. That this had been done for political reasons and that the Biden administration is spying on him. So this is really an unequivocal allegation that he personally is being illegally spied on by the federal government for a particular political purpose. Okay. If that were true, that would be really bad. That would be like a huge bombshell of illegal activity. And, you know, it is the U.S. intelligence community. You don't want to trust them too much. Their record is quite bad on civil liberties in general. But what was interesting, I think, in the wake of that, Fox basically ignored the whole thing for weeks. Reporters would, you know, call up the network and say, hey, do you have a comment on this allegation that your top star is being spied on by the federal government? Nothing. Fox's on-air programming, which often runs with Tucker Carlson stories and other topics, basically no coverage at all. None of them wanted to touch it. And the reason I obviously don't want, while you don't want to trust the NSA, Tucker Carlson is also a huge liar. And he's particularly a huge liar on these cases involving his purported persecution by nefarious forces. I mean, he's claimed in the past that one of his packages had been stolen as part of some plot to disrupt some sort of investigation into Hunter Biden, that sort of thing. I mean, he's just like, he cannot be trusted or fall on this stuff. And so as time passed and other reporters looked into it, various pieces of the story started to fall apart. It was reported by Axios, a DC publication, that Tucker Carlson, at the time this was all going down, had been having discussions with Kremlin operatives to try to book some sort of interview with Vladimir Putin. That's a normal thing. There's nothing wrong with that, but it does raise the possibility that rather than him being monitored, that he was having his communications picked up by while the NSA was monitoring someone he was talking to. So that became a possibility. But the latest to come out on this on Friday from a publication called The Record is that it wasn't that either, that he had not been monitored, that no one he was talking to, his communications were monitored with them, but that what had been picked up was communications between two different other people that mentioned him, two different probably legal targets. Like the NSA monitors a lot of foreign operatives of the sort that Carlson might have been talking to for this Putin interview. And so they each other about it. And for some reason, and they were talking about him. And so the NSA picked up on that. Now, this is vastly different from what he initially claimed. He initially claimed that he was being personally surveilled by the federal government as part of a plot to destroy his Fox News show. And what is coming out now is that actually it was a communication talking about him between that's just nowhere close to what he originally claimed. Now, again, like a lot of untrustworthy people here. I can't vet the records sources on this. But Carlson himself last night, which was his first night back after being away for a few days on vacation, took the record report at face value and pretended that it vindicated his original story. He said that it happened, and the record explained that it happened as we said it did. This is just a ridiculous lie. He knows he's lying. His audience, he assumes, is not going to look at the actual article, which is headlined, NSA Review Finds That Tucker Carlson's Communications Were Not Targeted, i.e. the exact opposite of what he had originally claimed. So he's just going to sort of pretend that he's been vindicated, and Fox is going to let him, because there are no penalties at Fox News for lying all the time to your audience. In fact, that is what helps build a positive viewership for the network.
And as you're talking about that report that Tucker Carlson is citing from the record, as you say, it he's saying he's vindicated from this when it's actually quite the opposite. Essentially, what he's counting on is viewers not to do research, which is a theme we've talked about during this interview. So, again, he's probably going to get away with it among his viewers, since they're not likely to actually go and check out what The Record, again, this publication, actually said about the NSA spying against Tucker Carlson. They're very unlikely to do that. They're just going to take his word for it and say, oh, yeah, he was vindicated by this report, even though that's not the case at all.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of different people hopped on board with this allegation. Members of Republican members of Congress were all over it. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, called for an investigation on the basis of what Tucker Carlson was saying. They all took his word, and his word ended up being totally worthless. The only people who don't really seem to have fallen for this on the right are his own colleagues at Fox, who know that he is just an incredibly dishonest person who can't be trusted.
And talking about how the rest of the hosts at Fox largely have ignored those allegations, could part of that be as well that maybe they're scared a little bit legally? Because I know Fox and other right-wing organizations were certainly nervous about Dominion possibly suing them over false election allegations. They've also been obviously promoting anti-vax propaganda. Do you think that could play a role as well, that, you know, we don't want to respond to these Tucker Carlson allegations because they're lies, and, well, that could get our company and ourselves in legal trouble?
I don't think so. I mean, it's certainly they've run into significant trouble with these various election technology companies, whom they basically accused of trying to rig the election against Donald Trump. But in this particular case, I mean, the NSA can't really sue him over this, and that's really the only the government is the only sort of organization that's being defamed by this, and that's probably not it. Certainly, I mean, if that was a concern, Fox would probably have tried to stop him from doing it too. Though, of course, they don't really seem to have much in the way of rules for him at this point. He basically does whatever he wants, and they're fine with it.
That would probably be a pipe dream anyways, for Tucker Carlson to get sued by the NSA or the government. That would probably, if anything, only increase his ratings. So, yeah, I think you have a good point there that... unlikely any legal action to come from all of this. Unfortunately, Matt, we are just about out of time. Again, that's been Matt Gertz, a senior fellow for Media Matters of America. You can find his work over at mediamatters.org. That's mediamatters.org. His two most recent pieces are Tucker Carlson's NSA Allegations Fell Apart, So He's Lying About It, and also Fox News Manufacturer's Dissent Over Officers Searing Select Committee Testimony. Find those again at mediamatters.org. Matt, thanks so much for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.